sometimes someone come by and study and visit me during the week. Brother John Davis does. He claims that Irene wants him gone, so he comes by and he visits me. And we have such a good time, don't we? Every time, John, every time he comes by, we just have a wonderful time. Yeah. While we were talking, he just casually quoted John 6:37. All that the Father giveth me shall come unto me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. He emphasized that. In no wise cast out. Do you remember saying that? And I grabbed a piece of paper. You remember? I said, I'm going to preach on that. In no wise. Wrote it down, stuck it on my desk. Well, here it is. In no wise. I will in no wise cast out. Look at verse 37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. To me, Christ said. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Now, the absolute truth is this. God elected a people before the world began. That is truth. It's without controversy. Undeniable. It's a fact. The children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, it's not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. And he said to Moses, I'll have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I'll have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. That's a fact. Amen. And all that, that's the praise of the glory of God's sovereign electing grace in it. If he didn't choose somebody, nobody would come. And in this election, before the world began, before they'd done any good or evil, they're all going to do evil. They're all going to be born that way. And God gave them to his Son, Jesus Christ, and this purpose, this covenant of election, of saving grace, of redemption, gave these chosen ones to Jesus Christ, and he became their Savior, their covenant head, their Redeemer, their righteousness, their substitute, their everything. Captain of their salvation. He gave these people to Christ. He said, go save them. He said, I will. It was the Father's will for him to come down here and save his people. That's what he said. This is the Father's will. All right? Live for them. And then when Christ did that work, he went back to glory, sat down, and Christ said, I'm sending someone. I'm sending the Holy Spirit. Spirit of Christ, Spirit of God, Holy Spirit. And he's going to draw you. He's going to teach you. He's going to regenerate you. He's going to give new birth through the preaching of the gospel, the preaching of the word. He's going to take the things, the gospel of Jesus Christ, all he is and all he did, and preach it to the hearts of his people and be born again. Not of the will of the flesh, the will of blood, the will of the flesh, the will of man, but born of God, by the incorruptible seed. And the Holy Spirit does it. What I'm doing of it. And this treasure in earthen vessels, this gospel, preached by men. But it's the Holy Spirit who takes this. The things of Christ, what he did. And gives new birth. Alright? Sends the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit calls, for whom he did foreknow. That means love before the world began. He did predestinate. Those are going to be my sons and daughters. And whom he did predestinate, he... Go ahead. Called. Oh, we're bound to give thanks to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation. Chose to save you. Maybe not your sister, maybe not your father, your mother, but you. You. to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit's the one God sends for His elect and says, give that girl ears to hear. We have ears, we don't hear. God has to give us ears. Sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto He called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of Christ. That is, to see His glory. Because everyone that seeth the Son and believeth on Him has life. And Christ, remember, didn't you love how He kept saying, I will raise Him up. I will. I will. I will. And to be with Him in glory. That's where they want to be. They've seen His glory. They want to be with Him in glory. Is that you? Did that happen to you? Is it happening? Now, our Lord said, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Verse 45, it's written in the prophets. This is Isaiah 54. They shall be all taught of God. All thy children. That's what it says. And great shall be their peace, it says. Well, Christ said, I'm their peace. They come to me. So every man, verse 45, every woman, every young person that hath heard and learned of the Father cometh unto me. And He said, everyone cometh to me. Whoever comes to me, all the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him, her that cometh to me, I will no wise ever, for any reason, cast them out. Did you hear that? Let me tell you again. I will in no wise cast them out. All right. Now, here's the question. We can't see the book of election, can we? We can't see our names in the book. This is why Peter said, Simon Peter said, give diligence to make your calling an election year. Have you heard this gospel? Has this gospel called you? Have you come to Christ? Are you coming to Christ? Huh? That's the question. Have I come to Christ? Do you want to know what it means to come to Christ? And it's not a one-time thing. It's a lifelong thing. Peter's the one who said that. To whom coming? And those that have come to Christ and keep coming to Christ, they know what that means. Peter said, to whom shall we go? Now, if someone doesn't not interested,
I haven't come to Christ. It's obvious.
But to those who are keenly interested, John said, one thing needful. To those who think, oh, Lord, please, I want to know that I've come to Christ.
I believe you have. I believe you are.
It's a lifetime thing. Like a hungry man coming to the table. You ever quit coming to the table? It's pretty obvious most of you have not quit coming to the table. Well, there's some people in here who haven't quit coming to hear the gospel. Keep coming after all these years. There's a man in his 80s, a woman in her 80s. She's sitting right there where you sat years ago. Why? A hungry man coming to the table, a thirsty man coming to the water, huh? Needy man, poor, needy. What is it to come to Christ? What is it to come to Christ? Well, Hebrews 11, verse 6 says this, he that cometh to God must believe that he is. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Coming to Christ is believing him. Believing him. Now, faith, that's what that is, faith. Cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's Romans 10. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, how shall they call on him whom they not heard? How shall they hear whom they not believe? How shall they believe on him whom not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? So faith cometh by hearing the gospel. Have you heard this gospel? Do you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you believe God? He that cometh to God must believe He is. Do you believe God? That God is God? As a whole world of religious people out there, like these people that came for the miracles, for the get their bellies full, or because of the entertainment, or to socialize, or because it was tradition, or because, you know, they wanted to look good and for favors with other people. Give them favors and does your business good to be religious? Because they feel good about themselves. God's people, three things. It was on the radio.
They worship God. They've heard who God is. They fear God. And they worship God as God.
They see His hand and everything. God is. They believe God's Word. They believe everything God says about Himself, about them, about Christ, the truth. They believe God. They've heard the gospel of Christ. And they need this Christ. They need this Savior. They need this Redeemer. They need their sins forgiven. The sins gone. They need this righteousness. They believe. They believe. John 17, our Lord's prayer for His people. He said in that prayer, Father, glorify Thy Son, as Thou, Thy Son, that Thy Son may glorify Thee. As Thou hast given Him power over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given them. That's what He said. You've given them. And then He prayed for His disciples and for us. He said, I've given them Thy Word. He said, I've manifested Your name to them, and they believe. Father, I've manifested Thy name. I've told them who You are and who I am, and they believe. They've received My Word, Your Word, the Father. And they know that I came from God and going to God. They believe everything. They believe. Do you believe? Peter said that. We're not leaving. It's words of life. Peter said, I was a dead man. All of those disciples were doing something else, living for something else. Simon, Andrew, his brother, were fishermen in a boat. They'd given their life to that. James and John, the same thing. Fishing was their life for one day. See, they were dead to God. Fishing was their life. And then one day, bless His holy name, the Son of God came walking down that shore. And He saw two men. He set His eye on Simon Peter and Andrew, His brother. And He said, follow me. Didn't ask. Amen. Called them right there. He said, my sheep hear my voice. Like a shepherd. Follow me. And they followed Him. They dropped everything. And followed Him. Same way with James and John. And all go Matthew, publican, sitting there with all that money in front of him. Rick had all that money, a pile of money. Boy, he lived for money. And Christ said, follow me. Two words. All He said, follow me. And walked off. And Matthew left every dime on that table. That's salvation. Follow. Well, did they keep following Him? They sure did. They kept hearing His voice. And they were growing in grace and the knowledge of Him. And they were so glad He called them. Would they go back, would Simon go back to these boats? No way. No way. It's life. Christ is my life. Matthew to his money. Oh, he said, I was a poor man, didn't know it. Now I'm rich. Got peace in every hand. To come to Christ is believe. To hear His gospel, hear His word is to believe Him. It's to hear, it's to believe. To come to Christ is to call. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Go to Mark 10 with me. Go to Mark 10. Mark chapter 10. It's to call. What's call mean? It's to cry. Holler. How shall they call on him whom they did not believe? How shall they believe on him that heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? You know what I'm sent, you know what I'm sent to do this morning? I'm sent to tell you to call. Come. Cry. Whosoever shall call to be saved. Call. What's call mean? Cry. What's it mean? Cry for help. You ever cry? You cry? Tell somebody what it means to cry. Wow, you need help. It's like a leper. Remember that story I told you about the true story of that leper in the woods? Carrie came by and he was dying. And he, help me, help me. That's crying. That's calling. Like a hungry man for food. Hungry. Thirsty man for food. Poor and needy. I need help. Like a blind man that wants his sight. Look at Mark chapter 10. You know the story. Old blind Bartimaeus. You know our Lord, he saved two people around Jericho. Nobody in the city. One coming and one going. Blind Bartimaeus going in and Zacchaeus on the way out. Look at Mark chapter 10. Look at verse 1. It says that verse 46. Mark 10, verse 46. He came to Jericho and went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people. Great number. But he was there for one man. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the wayside begging. Boy, that's poor, isn't it? When he heard Jesus of Nazareth. Now before this, someone had told him, there's a man in Israel. He's healed lepers. I mean, people that had leprosy have died. He healed them. They were clean. Like as a baby. People that walked lame. That never walked before. He healed them. They walked. Really? Bartimaeus. Really? He said he'd made the deaf to hear. I was there, and there's a man that couldn't hear, and he made the deaf to hear. They heard his voice. And he made the blind to see. The blind. He said, Bartimaeus, what? You say he made the blind to see? Yes, I saw a man born blind. He gave him eyes to see, and he could see. He could see. Blind Bartimaeus said, he made a blind man see. Yeah. Oh, he thought, if he ever comes anywhere near here, I'm going to holler. If he just comes anywhere close, he's going to hear my voice. And they said, yeah, they said he's the Christ. They said he's the Son of God. Many believe that this God come down here to save his people. You reckon? So one day he heard. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What is it? They said, it's Jesus of Nazareth passing by. What's it mean to call? What's it mean to cry? Son of David, mercy on me. Look at verse 48. Many charged him. Hold your peace. Now, what did he do? He cried the more. Louder. Son of David, have mercy on me. What did David say? Have mercy on me, O God. Against thee and thee only have I sinned. Have mercy on me. The Lord stood still and commanded him to do what? To be called. Go get that man. He's calling. Bring him to me. And look at verse 49. They called the blind man. See, that's what I'm sent here to do. Not to tell you to quit calling, but to call. And then to tell you he's calling you. Come. Come to Christ. Call. Call. Come to Christ. Have you come to Christ? Like a blind man? I don't see. And what did the Lord say? Be of good comfort. He's calling you. And verse 50, cast away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And the Lord answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said one thing. I want to receive my sight. And the Lord said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight. And where did he go? What was his way now? He followed Christ. What does it mean to come to Christ? It means to believe him. To hear him, believe him. It means to call. Like a blind man, leaving his sight. It's to hear the call and come. Come to Christ. He came to Christ. He didn't go to the temple. He came to Christ, didn't he? And he heard Christ's voice, and Christ said, see, let there be light. And there was light. And then what did he do? He cast. He called. He came. The Lord commanded. He cast away what? Everything about himself. Don't need that. I need Christ. And then so the Lord said, follow me. And he followed. That's it. That's it. To come to Christ is to hear, to believe, to need, to call. I mean cry. And it's to confess. What do you need? I'm blind. Confess. It's to cast your righteousness away like a filthy garment. But John prayed that. It's to cast all your care on him. It's to cast your sins on the head of the substitute. Take them away. Confess it. This man walked with him. Everybody did. All through the scriptures, whoever came to Christ confessed him in believer's baptism. You haven't come to Christ if you haven't confessed him in believer's baptism. That's what he said. He that believeth on the Son hath life, and he that believeth the gospel and is baptized shall be saved. That's how you confess him before everybody. Who wouldn't want to? Who wouldn't want to? And come to Christ if you hadn't confessed him in baptism. That's the way you confess him. It's to commit. To call, confess, cast, confess, commit. Cast everything away and commit to him. Follow him. And when you're following him, you're communing with him. Commune. Taking notes. To call, confess, cast, confess, commit, commune. It's life. It's marriage. In one. Well, I'm not going anywhere. Why do you go home? If you're married, why do you go home? There's somebody there you love. You go to the table. Why do you go to the table? There's something there you need. Eat. Why do you go to the well? You need water. Why do you go to a doctor? You're sick. Have you come to Christ? Are you coming to Christ? Why do you come here? Why do you come here? Well, because you come where he is. To come to Christ is to come where he is. Didn't he say, where two or three are gathered in my name, that's where I'll be. Every time. That's where I'll be. You need him? I'll be with him. Where is he? Well, the shepherd's in the fold. You'll always find the shepherd where the sheep are. Where is he? Well, there's a bunch of sheep. I'm going too. You know what that means? You're a sheep. He's come where he is. Bartimaeus, where was he? He was with his disciples. Our Lord was with his disciples. And they went and called him and said, you're coming with us. Where? With us. Where the Savior is. He called us. He's called you. Come on. Now you're one of us. And he followed them from then on. He didn't want to leave. Come where Christ is, where the shepherd is. That's where the sheep are, in the fold, in the temple, in the church, in the city. Listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to one of your favorite psalms. You questioned it during that psalm request period we had. Psalm 46. There's a river, the streams thereof that make glad the city of God. River of mercy, the river of grace, river of blood, the holy place, the tabernacle of the Most High God. God's in the midst of her. She won't be moved. Mary, don't you go anywhere. Is that all you do, sit at his feet? That's pretty much all I want to do. God shall help her. And that right early. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Stop. Think about it. You go where he is. What is it to come to Christ? It's to go where he is. Come where he is. It's to come worship him. The Lord came down from the mountain after the Sermon on the Mount. And multitude said, Father, multitude. Like this whole world. Following Jesus. Says there came a leper. He came down from that mountain. There came a leper. And you know what it says? He fell down on his face and worshipped him. But he hadn't been healed yet. He didn't know if the Lord was going to heal him. But he worshipped him. He just fell down his feet and worshipped. What is it to come to cry? Why do you come here? Worship him. Remember, he confessed. Our Lord said to that leper, what do you need? He said, I want to be clean. To be clean. Woman with the issue of blood. Remember her? Issue of blood. Oh, I got an issue in my blood. Don't you? She came crawling. Boy, that's wanting to be where he is in. She came crawling. She said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'm going to get there. If I have to crawl, I need him. And she said, if I just touch, and she did. Woman with a daughter vexed by a devil came to him and he ignored her. Then he sent his disciples, said, I'm just sent to the elect. The lost sheep of the house of Israel. It didn't come for everybody. It came for my elect. And then he said, I'm not going to give my bread to dogs. You're a dog. What'd she say? You know what she said? She worshipped him. It's truth. It's all true. But I sure'd like to be your dog. if you just give me a few crumbs. Have you come to Christ like that? Why are you here? Now here's the promise. Here's the promise. Him that cometh to me. See, all the Father giveth me shall come to me. Like a leper, like a blind man, like a woman with an issue, like a woman vexed with the devil, or a daughter vexed with the devil, like a hungry man, like a thirsty man, like a poor and needy, like the deaf to hear, the lame to walk, the sinners to be saved. This is a faithful saying. Christ came to save sinners. So all who come. Now our Lord said, here's the promise. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Now, I love Strong's Concordance. I love to look up word. I looked up the word wise. No wise. It's different than what you think. Wise. It's a different word. It means it's a double negative. No, we say, ain't no way. Ain't, no. Ain't no. That's a double negative. No wise. It means no, no. It means not at all. It means not anymore, not ever again. It means in no case for any reason. Are you with me? Him that cometh to me. For no reason, in any case, no matter what, no, 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 I will not cast them out. Ever. You wanted to do that, didn't you? I did it for you. Ah. He never turns anybody away that comes to him, and he never casts anybody out that did. Let me tell you that again. He never turns anybody away that comes to him, and he never casts anybody out that did. But what if they're really bad sinners? They're all bad sinners. That's why he came. He came to save the chief. Ask Mary Magdalene. She came. She stayed. He never cast her out. Never once. She's in heaven right now with him. Ask the thief on the cross. His dying words, one thing. Lord, can I come? Today. Today. You'll be with me. Well, what if they come and then they leave? Go very quickly, run to Isaiah 30 with me. Isaiah 30, I love it. Brothers and sisters, if all the people that left, have come to this place and left, would come back, we would have to meet in the Franklin County gym. You know that? You can't believe how many people have come and gone. But if every one of them came back and said, we need this stuff, we need Christ. You know what? You see, I'm a sinner, so I'm a sinful man. It doesn't matter. Come on. He said, I don't know what's got to do. Well, if they leave, here's the question. What if they come back? Huh? That's the question. Look at Isaiah 30. It says in verse 7, the Egyptians' help is in vain. The world's in vain. Don't go there. It's no purpose. I've cried concerning this. I've cried. Their strength is to sit still. Come, sit. Be still. Know that I'm God. Come, sit. Verse 15, thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest, you be saved in quietness and comfort. That'd be your strength.
And you would not. They said, verse 16, no, we're going to flee on horses. We're going to get in our car. And we're going to run out of way. We're going to run as fast as we can. Where are you going? Egypt.
But no, hold on. Keep reading. Everybody tell you to keep reading? All right. Verse 18. Therefore will the Lord wait. That he might be gracious. She's coming back. That prodigal's coming back. That's the question.
Have you come to Christ?
We've all left. There's people sitting here right now that they've left. They're here, but they've left. Countenance is not the same. It's not in the gospel. But if they come back, if the Lord brings them back,
whew, he said, I will no wise cast down.
You ought to, shouldn't you? You ought to. The Lord waits. Not that he's waiting on us, but he's waiting. He's going to bring through John 10, that it says of the shepherd losing his sheep, he leaves the 99. He goes after the one, and it says, until he find it.
Oh, the misery that sheep brought upon itself and others until he find it.
Until he brings them back. The Lord waits. But what if he falls bad? What if he acts like he did when he didn't even know the Lord?
But did he come back? He that cometh back, I don't know what I guess that.
Well, what if she goes out in the world and, you know, and just gets caught up in the world and all that stuff after she's heard the gospel and leaves and brings reproach on her Lord and the people and causes them grief and pain.
Did she come back? Did she come back?
To whom coming? Yeah, she's back.
I've no wise guessed that.
Never. That's the question. That's the question. I would no wise cast out. Too great. Why? Why would he cast out people to come to? Because his name is on the line. Savior. He said, Father, all that thou hast given me, I've kept. I've lost none. I'm the good shepherd. I'm the great shepherd. I've never lost. They wandered. They left. I went after them. I bought them back. I can't lose them. His name, his glory is at stake. He's got too great a love for them. Boy, you want to read something, read Hosea. Read it today, read it tomorrow, read it every day. It's about us, about me. Hosea, Ephraim's his name. And he said, leave him alone. Leave him alone, he's gone to his idol. A few chapters later, God says, I can't give you up. Can't do it. I love you too much. You're coming back. He did. Oh, Ephraim came back. He said, why did I leave? He loves them too much. Too great a price paid. You know why he won't give them up? You know why he won't cast them out? He's got too much invested in them. The blood of his son. He sent Jesus Christ down here to shed his blood for them. And everyone whom Christ died for there, he is not going to cast them out. He's going to have everyone he bought. But he's of no value to you. No, he's not. None of them are. But I am to them. And the value that he gets out of us is thanks. Pray. And it's too much glory at stake. Too much glory at stake. You've heard this story before, but I love it. It's based on a true story. As a young man, raised loving parents, godly parents, believing parents, and they were so good to him. He took it for granted, and like the prodigal, he said, I'm leaving. I want out of here. This bondage, I'm out of here. And he did. He left. And his parents, they didn't know where he was for a long time. Didn't know where he was. He never contacted them. Ungrateful. You know, never gave them thanks for all they did for him all his life. And he left. He left. Never contacted. They were worried. Didn't know if he was alive or dead. But one day, he called. He called, and they didn't answer the phone. They were gone, and he left a message on the answering machine. It said, Mom, Dad, it's your son. And he said, I'm down and out. He said, I want to come home. If you have me, I know I've been a bad son. You've been so good to me. But if you'll have me, I'm coming home tomorrow. And he said, when I come home, and they lived out in the country, he said, I'll come home. Don't come get me. I'm just going to come in. And he said, I'll come down. And now, if you'll have me, leave a white towel on the clothesline. And that'll tell me that you want me to come home. Leave a white back when we had clotheslines. Everybody had clotheslines, didn't it? Leave a white towel. So whenever it was, he came in on the train or whatever. And he came walking down that old country road, and there was the old farmhouse, you know. Oh. Dad, Mom, food. What a rotten son I am. I sure hope they'll have me. So he walked up and he's looking. He saw, he saw. He said, there was a white towel. There's a white sheet. There's white washcloths. There's underwear all over, white underwear. Welcome home, son. We've been waiting on you. I am the kind to do. So no eyes cast. You don't ever have to leave again. Now, we won't cast you out. We won't cast you. That's our God. Have you come to cry? Are you coming? Still coming? I came to him today, I believe. Okay, let's sing.